What's up? What's up, you guys? Kel the Music here, Diva Talk Live. Sorry. I was running a little bit late, you know what I mean? Had to go visit the family in San Jose. But now I'm back to the East Bay, trying to get myself together. And yeah, I got another cool guest for you guys. What's up? I want to make sure I say your name right. Ubi Muffy. Please forgive me. He was our guest actually the week before last. And what's up, Black Lady Maid? You know what I'm saying? We gonna get you in here. Let me ping my girl. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have another great podcast. I just want to thank you guys all for tuning in. What's up, B. Nicole Styling? Ow! I'm good, bro. Hello, is this Miss Black Lady May?
This is she.
What is up, Boo Thang? Mwah.
Mwah. Nothing much. Where are the girls?
Brandy, Brandy's she doesn't join us on Tuesdays, just Thursdays, and Diamond will probably just jump in when she comes online. But it's all about you know what I'm saying? So we got to talk to you. And shout out to True Threads. What's up, True? That's the girl right there. Yes. Okay, so Diamond will join us shortly. Yes. Hey, maybe True could jump in whenever she's ready to. True, you want to jump on live with us? And just to let you guys know too, Diva Talk is now on Spotify and iTunes. And we'll be going on Google Podcast shortly. So, if you're on the show, that's where you'll get to check out the interview and the discussion and all that other stuff. All right, True. I'm gonna bring you. Hey, what's up, Kenya? All right, so let me bring in True. Ooh.
Hi.
Okay. Let's say I just invited True. Hey, what's up, Jeanette? BPETV. Yes. All right, cool. All right, so yeah, welcome to Diva Talk tonight, Diva Talk Live. You know what I mean? Always bringing you the hottest guests here on my podcast. You know what I mean? And we talk about all kind of different topics and stuff, all the latest events, but first we got to talk to the guest because it's about the guest first and talk about everything she's doing. Everyone, please welcome Miss Black Lady Maid.
Hello,
Hey,
everybody.
Boo. Yes. So, Black Lady
Hey.
Maid, let's talk
Yes,
about.
Kelda. I've missed you, Kelda.
I miss your pretty face too. Shit. Where you been?
Well, life as an entrepreneur gets a little hectic.
Yeah. And you are busy because you
So.
multitask. You do everything.
Yeah, I'm actually looking. You know that pop-up I had asked you about. I had totally forgot about it.
Oh, okay. Well,
With
no, it's
the
good.
push. Yeah, I know. There'll be another.
Oh yeah, the Push Point Festival, that was hot too. It was popping.
Hey,
Shout out to Diamond
Sekou.
Sullivan.
Sekou's on the line, Kelda.
Hey, Sekou, how you doing, baby? Yeah. All right, so
Yeah,
I want to ask
so
you, where did you come up with Black Lady Maid?
funny thing, my photographer maybe 9 years ago, he named me Black Girl. He called me a Black Girl. So I just did my translation because that was years ago, right? I was probably like 26. So I'm a Black lady now.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's Black Lady Made.
Yeah, because I made it. I made everything and my goals and my adventures true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So why don't you tell the audience a little bit about your background? Because you and I have collabed on clothing. And let me tell you guys, she has some hot outfits. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't look good in everybody's outfits, but I look the best in hers.
Right.
Yes. So tell us about that. Tell us about your clothing. You know, you're a clothing designer and you multitask doing other things. Tell us about that.
So right now I am in the process of doing the officiation of Black Lady Made, doing a launch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there goes Diamond.
Hold on 1 second. Let me see something.
Yep, yep. I think there's a delay too.
Hey, True. Are you
turning? Diamond, I just invited you in, sweetheart.
Yeah.
What's up, cute thing?
Hey.
Hey, Diamond.
Hey.
How are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm good. I'm sorry. I came in the middle of your interview. I'm sorry.
No, it's perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
You're a spirit raiser.
Hey, I like
you
that.
You raise the spirits. Yes.
Yes, she does.
That's why you diamond so sexy.
That's right.
I know. I gotta get over with you soon and come and see what you got going on, Diamond, with some projects.
Oh, you definitely can.
Yes, I know you got it going on.
Yep, I be trying to stay busy.
Yes,
as we should.
Uh huh. I think there's a delay, Black Lady, on your end. Is it kind of like, can you hear me? Like,
yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, okay, cool, cool.
Everything's okay.
Cool. All right, so yeah, let's continue to talk about you. You know what I mean? So what projects have you been working on in the past and what do you got coming up?
Well, you know, Truth, she's going to do a cosplay event and showcase for Halloween, so we're underground and under construction on that now.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get the preliminaries together and get the promotion and advertising ready for that. You know, it's really like 1 month away already.
I know, time is going by.
And like six weeks, it's happening.
Damn.
So, and yeah. Then I'm trying to figure out if I want to launch after. I think I want to do my Black Lady May Inc. launch the beginning of November.
Okay, and what's Black Lady Made Inc.? What?
Well, it's going to entail like everything that I do, from wardrobe specialists, modeling, acting. I'm breaking out of my shell for my open mic and poetry too as well. Yes.
Okay.
Because I told Truth, like, ever since the show back in July, it made me realize how much of an artist I am, and I have to get out of my shell so people can see it. I can't keep, you know, hiding and holding it. So it was like one of my inspirations, actually.
Mm-hmm. Now that's great. You got like performances lined up, or what do you got anything?
No, I'm just going to freelance and just start chiming in, you know, like go to karaoke nights to do the play singing and go mm-hmm. to open mics to do the poetry. Mm-hmm. And wherever I can, you know, exude mm-hmm. that emotion, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, that's fine. Cool. That's
fine. I'm playing around with this shit.
I know, you might yeah, be like, yeah, so mm-hmm. yep, I'm really excited about the and then, you know, we did the summer jam. We vended at the summer jam 2 weekends
okay,
ago.
Okay, how did that go? In SAC, right?
It went well for networking purposes, promotion, of course. It was a decent amount of entertainment. We had fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So we skipped the weekend because, you know, it gets a little tiresome. But this weekend, we may try to go get out and see what's out there
mm-hmm.
on a couple events.
Wait, do you vend at the lake? At Lake Mary?
No. The lake is more of a competitive setting, and since they shrinked the where you can sail, they put everybody in the foyer. It's a limitation, so no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's what I want to start doing, like girls nights, girls groups, and you know, like that. You know, I'm like the old fashioned way.
Yeah, that's good. And you know, you got
am I going in and out?
It's a little choppy.
Yes, yeah, a little choppy.
But your sound is kind of clear. It's just the video of you is kind of like,
yeah.
I'm gonna get up.
We can still see your pretty face, but right. Yeah, the
is that better?
Yeah, that sounds better, yeah.
Probably got to tune into the Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I guess we can get to the topics and get to some questions on me later.
Okay, yes, darling. You know what I mean? Whatever you want to do. So, to get into the first topic... I don't know whether it was Twitter or Instagram, Facebook, or whatever.
Kelvin's breaking up.
But they said Michael B. Jordan is the next Denzel Washington. And Michael B. Jordan responded and said that's his mentor. I mean, damn, like Denzel, he used to mentor Chadwick Boseman too. You know what I mean? And so it's like he has a lot of superstars, you know, underneath his wing. What do you guys think about that as far as Michael B. Jordan being the next Denzel?
Well, I don't think that he could ever take Denzel's place, mm-hmm. being that Denzel is in his own league and category. However, mm-hmm. potential contrast is there for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he fine like Denzel, you know, so.
Oh, yes. That part is true. The physique, you know, is real for me.
He kind of has like a little cute boy thing going on, you know what I mean? And I think mm-hmm. that's I'm really good looking, you know. But, you know, obviously the older he gets, he'll turn more handsome, you know what I mean? But right
well,
now,
they keep the hair away intentionally so he can exude the youth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I know in one of the movies he had the facial hair and I'm like, okay, he looks a little older but still young.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I noticed that too.
He's a cutie pie.
He is.
Yeah. I said if I could ever have the chance.
you're gonna have to go through Lori Harvey, and then if you go through her, you gotta go through Steve Harvey. So
I don't think it take all that.
Nah. Right. Just like show up to his movie set and just like expose yourself, you know, or I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
The point is to get in here, get close enough. You got to get close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be in a vicinity and region. Like, he's always in LA. He's always there. That's where a lot of the celebrities are, always in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Yeah. Speaking of which, are you in LA often because of the business that you're in, because of what you do?
Actually, no. I have some great hideaway gems. I've never got any of my product or inventory from LA.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some neat secrets
mm-hmm.
that I'll never tell.
Okay. Yeah.
But LA for business retreat, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I would go there with Truth for casting or, you know, promoting and recruiting and stuff like that. But generally for my product line, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where else are you selling your product line? Is it just online? I know you said, you know, you were doing some vending, but are you selling online too?
That's one of my projects that I'm working on right now, developing an online store. It's the face-to-face for me. I've been doing it like that for 7 years. Actually, oh, we're back on me again. Okay, cool. So I actually got my inspiration for fashion and retail from the movie Baby Boy, when Tyrese was going into the beauty salons and the nail shops and stuff selling those dresses. And I was like, probably like 13 years old. And I'm like, oh, I want to do that. And around 27 years old, it happened for me. Yeah. So yeah, it's a pretty neat thing. You know, people don't get that you can point at something and you'll receive it later in life just by pointing and thinking that you can possess it and attain it, you know, and then the universe aligns later down the road and you're like, hey, I didn't even think about it like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm mostly grateful for, you know, my intuitiveness and divinity and gifts and all the great things that I could say. Oh, mm-hmm. And I am working on a book.
Okay. Tell us.
Hey, what kind of book?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be, of course, about me.
That's always a good start.
Right.
I can tell you the title for sure. It's pandemic related.
That's even good.
Yes.
Get them pandemic coins.
Well, maybe I shouldn't say, I could just say what it's relative towards instead of saying the title that I'm going to name it. Because, you know, everybody's always watching and looking and you can't expose, you know, I'm learning and coaching myself through on that, you know, mm-hmm. You can't give it all away, you know, until it's solidified. So I'm working on a book. In relevance of the pandemic. So I'm originally from the Bay Area, born and raised Berkeley, Oakland. I graduated from Oakland Tech, all AP students, and was in Cal State Hayward 11th and 12th grade studying child development and psychology.
Nice.
So I'm a licensed tax preparer. I am a certified armed guard. And you already know the other stuff, the fashion stuff. And then I'll be looking to start a foster care child care next year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
By next fall for certain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the Black Lady Made Ink launch. It'll have my umbrella of everything and all of my, you know, artistry included.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Yeah, you do a lot. And look, you cook, you do hair, makeup, you, oh my gosh. I remember we were just having a discussion. You were just like going down everything that you do. I was like, damn.
Yeah, so it's more things too, but you know, I'll minimize as best as I can. But yeah, me and Truth, we were actually talking about, you know, just giving ourselves that necessary challenge to, you know, overcome the push and pull. You know, we all need some type of additional help. Oh, mental health. Mental health. Let's go to the mental health subject, guys. I know this is the Kelda show, but I'm quite a host myself.
Go ahead.
But it all coincides. It all coincides. The direction that I'm going is into the mental health.
Yeah. So Naomi Osaka, she spoke to the press recently, and it was regarding mental health. I didn't actually watch the video, but I'm happy that she, you know, had that in her to face the press and to talk about, you know, mental illness. And you know how the media could be, you know what I mean? The media could just, you know, they'll twist that and say that she was saying this and that and whatever, but really she was just speaking her truth. So, yeah, speaking of mental health, and even, you know, like we discussed in the previous episode, Simone Biles had to withdraw herself from the Olympics because of, you know, mental issues. So what is your guys' take on all of that overall, like with mental health and celebrities coming out, talking about mental health?
I think that it's really important that we, as a community of human beings, discuss mental health. A lot of people like to hide it and act ashamed and afraid to, you know, express or expose themselves to their friends and family sometimes. And, you know, things like mental health is very, very important because, one, without a mind, you darn there don't have a body. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know where to go without the mind. And if your mind is, you know, mm-hmm. thinking of things that you probably should be thinking of, house when there's it would be nice that, present. You know, a family member or someone, I mean, like, this is house able is to a know that these are the things that you go through. That corner is.
Tati, I think we can hear you and True, but your video's stuck.
Is it stuck now?
Yeah, it's still frozen. Yeah.
Oh wow.
But it's okay, go on, because you know, this is more of a audio podcast more than it is visual. It's only visual here on Instagram. So yeah, go ahead.
So where was I? Oh, so yeah, so anyway, mental health is very important, and it's very important for people to express it and to share it with other people, so that way people like myself and, like, you know, little Susie down the block and Jennifer and Jacob, you know, they're not,
yeah, she got,
you know, and Edward, they're not out there, you know, feeling like, you know, they're alone, you know, and to see someone who's publicly on TV or in the magazines or in the newspaper or is doing your favorite sport, or, you know, your favorite singer, your favorite actor, who is, you know, coming out publicly about their mental health, it will make you feel a little more like, wow, I'm going through that too. Maybe I should go see a psychiatrist, or maybe I should talk to my doctor about this, or maybe I should express these things to my family. So that way I feel, not trying to put this on nobody else, but I feel like if a lot of people who were able to express themselves to their family members, and their family members actually took a little more decency and care, that there will be less suicides and less, you know, people doing things that they don't need to be doing. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. No, that's so true. It's crazy because I was recently on a podcast, and you know, it was geared towards you know, mental health. And I remember, like, I felt like I was talking to my psychiatrist because the girl's like asking me some really deep questions and stuff. And I was just like, okay, well, let me just come out and tell you, you know, like, okay, I take, you know, medication for this, for that, or whatever. And, you know, it's something that people have to continue to discuss. I just hope that it's not just a temporary thing where, you know, everyone's coming out of the closet now, or everyone has mental health issues. Everyone has lived some kind of traumatizing life as a kid. You know what I mean? Like, I hope people aren't just doing that for, you know, the likes, the views, and, and the attention. You know what I mean? Exactly. You know, you could be, you know, mentally ill and keep it to yourself, or, you know, there's a way to put it out there to the public without it, you know, having to, you know, be you doing something crazy or whatever. So, you know, definitely we always need to discuss it. So what about you, Black Lady? What's your position right now? What's your take on mental health?
Well, mental health has always been important in general in life. My mom, she has psychological disorders and stuff of that nature. So I was always curious growing up to want to know about mental health and, you know, psychological strengths and building, you know, protectant for your health, you know. You know, that's just like, I have OCD, you know, they consider it a disorder, but I'm like, well, it's a disorder with order. Once the order becomes disorderly, then that's the trigger. So how can you say that's a disorder? Because everything has an order, and it always should be in that order, okay?
That order.
So when I discovered that it was a disability, I was like, kind of not offended, but offended. Thinking like, well, is something wrong with me, or is something wrong with it? Right. So
with OCD, what are some of your
it's over compulsive disorder. Over compulsive about neatness and cleanliness.
Right. Like, I've seen some people, like, they can't stop playing with the doorknob, you know, making sure that it's locked.
Yeah, there's different extremities with the condition. Mine's is just order, period. Order in life, order to detail, order to, you know, just an order. There's just order. There's order to life, just like there's order to death. Like, there's just an order, period. You know? So, I'm very grateful for my disorder. There's no medication for it or anything. But for the other people who may struggle with the doorknobs or washing their hands 1,000 times a day, or, you know, you can be over compulsive about your boogers. It doesn't matter.
Oh my God, so funny you said that, 'cause that's me. I'm always like,
It doesn't. Look at Diamond.
I'm like,
I just heard one too, that you can be over compulsive with your relationships. I was like,
wow. With relationships too.
Like, wow.
I'm discompulsive. We ain't got to worry about me in that department. I don't want it.
Like, in what kind of ways can you be compulsive about your relationship?
Huh?
In what kind of ways can you be, like, over compulsive about your relationship with someone?
Well, me personally, I'm not compulsive in those type of areas. I allow people to gravitate to me and latch to me versus, I mean, in any relationship, not just, you know, gender relationships or whatever, just any kind of relationship.
I guess I'm kind of like that too. Like, sometimes I need, like, reassurance from people I have relationships with, and I'll, like, continue to, like, just keep hitting them up and, you know, hey girl or hey dude, you know, we still cool, what you doing this week, you know, just to check the temperature, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're like, tell them we are cool.
Why? And you do do that. You do do that over compulsively.
Yeah.
Like you want the reassurance. You want the definite collateral. You're like, no, I need to know.
Exactly. Because it's like, I don't want to have you in my phone and look at my text, and it's me doing all the texting and calling and you haven't responded.
Right. So the initiator. You're the initiator. Right.
Because then when I see you in public.
Right. Because you can automatically feel rejected.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Just be like, yeah. Hey.
But see, that's where I, like, what's really going on, you know? So, yeah, but I love my disorder. I used to feel,
do you have any other?
Feel crazy. I used to feel out of, like, whatever, but all that stuff is working for the greater of my good, you know? And anybody else's, they'll be like, what? Like, I don't even litter. Like, I won't even litter.
That is great. That is really great.
Well, we learned that in kindergarten. Take care of the earth. The earth is your friend, you know, like, you know, so I implement those kindergarten, first grade tutorial, you know, what do they call it? The basics.
There you go. Yeah.
And that's what this whole pandemic thing was about. It was about getting back to the basics.
And speaking of the pandemic, Jim Jones supposedly has COVID. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah.
And he's telling everybody to wear a mask. And, you know, we just lost, actually, one of our Bay Area legends to COVID. I don't want to mispronounce his name. But he's from Zion. I think is it Zumbi? I don't want to mispronounce his name. But anyway, yeah, people were saying that he passed away due to COVID. And you know, the numbers are increasing again here in California. And you know, if we get a different governor who says, "Hey, y'all don't have to wear a mask, be free, and don't act like there's no COVID," it's like more and more people are going to get it. So what are you guys going through right now? Do you guys know anyone who's had COVID or?
I had it back last February.
What? So what happened? Were you in the hospital?
I didn't. No. I don't have any pre-existing health conditions, like respiratory problems or anything. However, it did mainly mess with me laying down at the nighttime.
So what, you had like a hard time breathing or?
It was breathing and coughing and hacking. It was just like an irritant. Like, but during the day, I wouldn't feel any of that. It's only when you're laying down. So I guess your lungs are like in a more relaxed position. So it's like the trigger of that and you laying down makes you susceptible to whatever the thing was. But I've gotten tested at least 3 or 4 times and never came up positive though since then.
Are you vaccinated?
No. I'm vaccinated through the spirit.
There you go. There you go. Yes. What's your take on vaccination? Is it because you think it'll worsen things? It'll poison?
Yeah, it's actually the virus that they're putting inside of you. So you're going to get sick and you're going to stay susceptible to it, but when you get the vaccine, I think. That's what I think. But since I had it and I was sick, maybe I can't even say sick. The thing bothered me for about 10 days and then it went away. I haven't had anything simulating it since then.
Okay.
So I feel like it was like the flu two or whatever. Like, we don't want to ask Tati too many questions. Black lady will tell all the stuff. Okay. That'll be a different podcast.
That'll be After Dark. Right, right.
Yeah, but I've always been on the protocol of, you know, germophobia. I was already practicing it before Corona. So when it happened, I was like, oh, wow. I was like, welcome to my world. I never touched gas pumps, doors. I was always using a napkin for at least the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And people were looking at me crazy. I'm like, but the same people got to remember that black girl. See, that's why it's Black Lady Bae. Because Black Lady Bae, you look back from years ago when you see me, you had to remember it because you never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So that's a part of my book. I've been living like a pandemic before it. So
before
it's gonna be tight, y'all. Before it was even a pandemic, I was already living like it.
That's smart. And I think that's what the pandemic is trying to teach us all now a little bit. Aside from, you know, self-care and all that other stuff, but really how we can all protect ourselves from each other, you know what I mean? Because if you think about it, before the pandemic hit, look at all the things we were doing. Look how many times we've used public bathrooms, eaten out at different restaurants using, you know, utensils and plates from, you know, that from whatever restaurant. Like,
but see how you're saying that, and I'm not included. I had my utensil silverware. I used to take that to the restaurant with me. You know, I asked them for hot water so I can clean my utensils or whatever. Like, so I was never in it at all. Like,
mm-hmm.
Damn, so it's hard for me to answer. It's hard for me to answer because it's not applicable, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
but in general, yes, that is true. You know, I was always feeling some type of way, like, why they don't got no gloves on? Why they ain't got no mask on? Like, that was always my concern for a long time. Like, am I the only one not seeing? And I'm the only one seeing this? Like, so when this happened, I was just like, whoa. Welcome to my world is how I felt.
Wow. That is crazy.
It's like really deep. It's really deep. Yep. But that book, you got to get the book. The book is going to be the story, though. That's just going to be the eye-opener for a lot of people. Because people who know me, they know, like, they're like, no, she's not making it up. It's not a story. It's all, right.
Does it get a bit personal when it comes to your life? Or is it mainly just, you know, business and how you...
It's going to be a mix. It's going to get personal. It's going to get personal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to allow personal to be in it. Hey, XO.
Hey, XO. Hey. No, that's cool. You going to do a book signing and everything, or a book release
event? Yeah, I think I'm going to make sure I do an ebook, and then I'm going to do a hard copy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Oh, an ebook. Okay, yeah, that's cool. That is cool.
Yeah, so you can read it. You don't have to. You can just buy the ebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what's up.
So, yeah, that and the foster care and all that stuff should be next fall together.
So I take it you really love kids.
I do. Okay. I want to give them the love that I didn't get.
Yeah. That's good. That's smart. Yeah.
And I still don't have any. So, you know, I have so much to give.
Uh-oh. Some guy on here is listening. I'll give you a couple babies.
I don't want it.
Do you want, you don't want kids but at that, all, like, of your own in the future, or no?
I do.
I can see you being a really good mother, because it's like, I don't know, when I'm around you, you seem really, like, careful and cautious about things, and, like, you're, like, there to, like, take care of someone, you know what I mean? Like, I could see you definitely being a mom. I could see
Yep, my three C's, comfort, care, and convenience.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Yes. And Diamond, you want kids, don't you? You want like five, right?
Right.
You want five?
Six, yep.
How many do you have?
Zero.
You playing around.
I believe this is the non-kid zone.
We this operation, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we all three have no kids. And that means we need to go on a trip soon since we don't have no kids.
Where are we going? Where are we going, y'all?
I don't know. Let's go to Hawaii.
Okay, let's go.
You know what's crazy? I've never been to Hawaii. Have you guys been to Hawaii?
Me either.
Me neither.
We have more.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Where are we going?
Let's go. I heard it's packed, though. It's like hella crowded right now this summer, you know, because people are out the house finally. So isn't that just more like...
But it'll be nice there in October.
Right. I mean, Hawaii's Hawaii, right?
Yeah. Forever beautiful. What?
Yeah. And then Hawaiian men's. Ooh.
Yeah, I might have to give me one of them.
Excel said, I want to go.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Look, they said don't bring sand to the beach. Hold on now. Okay.
Well, that could be my sand.
That could be your sand. Yes. So, Black Lady Maid, is there anything else that you would like to share with the audience? Any advice that you would like to give when it comes to being a clothing designer, a multitasker?
All I have to say is give it all you got, never give up, and keep pressing. I mean, I had many discouraging moments, and it was always a spirit coming along saying, keep doing what you're doing. Right at the discouraging moment, I'm like, oh, wow. I'm like, that's support, you know, and then that ties back into the mental health, because you can become so discouraged and you start feeling like a hopeless, you know, and a little empty. Like, so I've had those close call next to the trash moments. And so I will always give people a word of inspiration. Never quit. Keep thriving, keep trying, and don't stop.
That's what's up. Yes, yes. Love it. And Diamond, any last words from you or anything you want to close out with?
Wash your hands, wear your mask.
That part.
20 seconds. Scrub.
Wait, I was the maddest person when they had no hand sanitizer. I'm talking about the maddest.
What?
I was already buying it for years. I'm like, no hand sanitizer. Yeah, it was, man.
It was gone.
I gave up. I said, you know what? Y'all got to practice now. I'm done.
Right.
I said, my time is done. I did, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So let's function towards this Hawaii thing, because I'm more than serious, okay?
Yeah.
I am not playing.
Let's do it. I'm sure Southwest got some deals.
I was about to say yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for not saying spirit.
Oh no.
Hell no. Because motherfuckers always talking about spirit got some. The guy ain't riding no damn spirit. No.
It's not that kind of emergency.
Nah, this ain't soul playing. Uh-uh.
It ain't that kind of emergency.
Mm-mm-mm. Right.
Oh no, spirit is hecka cheap. They are, man.
Yeah, but they on some janky shit though. Like, You saw recently.
I had to pay,
I flew with them back in 2014 for my family reunion, and I took some of my product out there, and I had to pay $150 for my luggage.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny, they don't tell you that when you buy your tickets or whatever, like, you know, you think it's like Southwest or Delta, where it's like, cool, you know, if you have more than one luggage, then you pay like an extra $25. Spirit wants like $50 per bag. And then your shit better be the right size and the right weight.
If it wasn't my family reunion, I wouldn't have went.
Mm-hmm.
I'm petty like that. You're not gonna play me.
I mean, and that's why it's about the principle. Like, really, I'm bringing two pieces of luggage and I gotta pay $100.
Right.
I
felt like the lady, I felt like they were putting it in their pocket.
You never know. Shit. With these people out here.
I really do. I feel like they was putting that money in their pocket.
Possibly.
I had paid cash. So it was like, they put that in their pocket. That wasn't.
Look, I wouldn't doubt it. They probably didn't even record that shit in the system or nothing. Just... stuck right. That money
she
in.
Gave you a tag, and here you go.
She did a right. Debo.
Yeah. $200. I got about $200.
I ain't gonna tell y'all what she was. We ain't gonna put on a race thing, but you know what she was.
Yeah, right. She knows who she was.
She knows who she was. Yeah. Oh man.
All right.
All right,
Chef Wee.
Damn, Chef Wee, why you gotta come towards the end?
I know you came at the back end. Hey,
that's okay.
Well, late is better than never.
We gonna get some macaroni from him too. Shoot, I keep talking about that. We gonna show up to one of his events.
What's up with that chicken, man? Tonight, yeah, almost over.
Right. Well, y'all, I'm gonna wrap this up, but Black Lady Maid, thank you so much for being a guest today, and you are always welcome back, you know what I mean? Diva Talk.
Oh yeah, I have your package too.
Oh, you got another package for me? Okay, because
some real goodies.
Because your shit is hot. You like, you have some really hot clothes. And they fit me. You know, it's hard to shop.
I know what you like.
Yes. You know what's hot. You know what looks good. What other girls want to see. What other girls want to wear. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of the stuff I wouldn't wear, but I do like it. So that's how I'm able to calibrate, you know, the style of... you know, my picks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because well, I have a lot of stuff that I would never wear. I have a lot of stuff I would never wear.
I like your choice. I know that colors. Sounds... I like...
No, it doesn't. It actually sounds like a real business mind to me.
Mm-hmm. It took 2 years for me to actually wear my product because people were asking me, like, are you wearing it? Are you wearing it? And I was so petty with it. I'm like, no, I'm selling it. And they're like, well, how do we know if you believe in what you're doing? And I'm just like, oh, really? So
that's why there's models.
I start. Right. But then it made sense. I didn't wear everything, you know, but mm-hmm. I wore things that were from, you know, my stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't necessarily have to, you know, wear your stuff all the time. And, you know, again, that's why there's fashion shows and that's why there's pop-ups and stuff and
mm-hmm.
other people out there to, you know, wear your clothes for you and put it on display. So, you know, you're doing the right thing. You're mm-hmm. on the right track.
Yeah, well, I wear it now. I wear it because it's been paid for itself so many times over. So.
Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning, you know, the struggle was real.
Yeah, I feel you. Well, we definitely want to see you again. And oh yeah, we're definitely coming to the Halloween cosplay event that you and True are doing in October. So
yes, that's going to be real lit.
Okay. Yeah, because that fashion show was lit, boy. Oh, shit.
Paramount. That was Paramount, for real.
Yeah. We got to do that again, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do a Christmas show, New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm telling y'all too much.
Nope. You're telling us just what we want to hear. You know what I'm saying? I'm writing it all down. No, I'm just kidding.
Gobble. Look. All right, ladies. Dinner is ready.
All right. Y'all have fun eating that tasty. Wish you make some crab and some pasta?
Yes.
Crab. All right, I'm coming over next week. Because and Diamond coming too. We're going to be hungry.
Oh, yeah, for sure.